You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. So glad you're with us. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up, a very important set of discussions. Will we have election integrity at the ballot box this fall? Can we depend on fossil fuels to do more for us than what we are told? And what does the economy hold for your portfolio this afternoon? That's all straight ahead on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Delighted to have you here. Thank you for being here. My next guest is someone who knows the ins and outs of presidential campaigns and politics and briefing rooms and press rooms because he spent his entire career in all of those. He's been a key press aide to several of my favorite people on planet Earth, not to mention two of the past most successful governors for the state of Arkansas. But here he is talking about America First, back with that Kevin. It's Jay Hogan Hidley. Jay Hogan Gidley. Hello, Hogan.
Hidley's fine. Whatever. It all
you know
works.
What I, you know what I always think? Your name gives me a very positive association with my childhood. And that is because Hogan's Heroes was such a wonderful show in my family's life when I was really little. And I always think of positive things when I hear the word Hogan. So
I keep trying to make Hulk Hogan stick, but it just seems for whatever reason it goes back to Hogan's Heroes instead. I really want to take that route. But you know,
yeah, no,
every
I understand.
Time I see
Well, either way, you're friendly for the family and a patriotic American theme in both cases. Hey, one of the things you've been really talking about since the 2020 elections, like basically the night of the election, is the need to improve voter integrity and election integrity issues across the board. I want to kind of unpack some things because I'm asked regularly, Hogan, Kevin, you're a soothsayer. You make these maps. You see things. And I think that if we had strong voter confidence and election integrity in place in 2020, I think my map would have, I don't think I would have missed on that map. And I had not missed in a few election cycles. So I was, my confidence was very shaken. But one of the things I'm looking at are where the integrity issues have been addressed and the types of changes being made. And are they enough for the voters to feel like this is going to be a closer to fair election than what we had in the 2020 cycle? And I'd like to peel down some of the specific states in a second. But overall, what is your feeling about where we are headed in terms of the integrity election?
Well, we are a lot better off now than we were in 2020, and we're better off now than we were in 2022. We still got a long ways to go in a lot of these states because you're always going to have the Californias of the world and the New Yorks where it's like Thunderdome. Anything goes. You just show up to vote. You don't need a ID to prove you are who you say you are. You can turn them in for weeks at a time. No one cares. So those kind of states are going to be problematic for a long time. But one of the things we've kind of done at America First Policy Institute is really go to work with the state legislatures, because you know that the Constitution says it's up to the state legislatures to decide the time, place, and manner of elections. And what we saw in 2020 was kind of a uniform effort from rogue governors and secretaries of state, attorneys general, just to election boards, just to either change laws days before the election or ignore written law. Pennsylvania is a great example of that. I mean, almost 3 million ballots came in via mail. Not a single one of those was signature matched. And that's a violation of state law. That doesn't mean 3 million Democrats got together and said, watch this, we're going to kind of flip the election here. But what it does mean is it allows for a lot of shady stuff to go on when you don't follow the laws that are in place that are designed to protect legal votes and legal voters. And so we've worked to pass around laws, some form of election integrity, whether it be some more restrictions on mass mail-in or drop boxes or voter ID requirements or ballots being returned to election officials by election day. We've done that in about 35 states, so we've seen a real increase in some of that activity. But even more so than that, I think moving into 2024, what you're going to see, people are now paying attention to this when they weren't before. You heard complaints after the election from the right and the left. People on the Democrat side were furious with elections. Every time they lose, people on the right, same way. But now we see more people paying attention. So we have people being trained to be poll watchers and poll workers. So they're in the room seeing what's going on. It's going to be a big help.
Now, let me pause that train of thought for a second, because now with Laura Trump assuming the co-chair at the RNC, and she was on my show just a few weeks ago, and one of the things she said blatantly was, we don't like ballot harvesting, but where it's legal, the Republicans are going to become better at it than Democrats. Is that consistent with the efforts of what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we don't like those rules, but think of it like this. If I told you in football, for example, American football, you can score points running the ball, throwing the ball, and kicking the ball. It would be like Republicans saying, okay, fine, but I don't think it's really moral to run the ball or throw the ball, so we're just going to score kicking the ball. That's fine, but you're going to lose a lot of football games. The same thing applies here. If that's the law, you have to do it better than the other side. And I'll point you back to Facebook. Barack Obama in 2012, what he did with Facebook, remember all the praise? No one has ever done anything like this on Facebook. Watch him. Look what he did. And then 16 rolls around and Trump outperforms Hillary on Facebook. And what is the Democrat response? We should probably ban Facebook from getting involved in elections. Same thing applies here. If we out-ballot harvest, I guarantee you they will want to change those laws, and that's something we're looking for them to do, because it really does open the door for a lot of fraud.
Well, and the idea is Republicans have to be kind of savvy enough to understand that if you're in a state where ballot harvesting is being done, then bank your vote, get it in, make sure it counts, make sure you get all your friends to vote, get everyone you know to vote, and get them to vote within the period as set up by the law. But in those states where it's not, show up, get all your friends on election day, go there on that day, do the same thing. But in either case, we need to be playing with the full force. I've kind of likened it to the designated hitter in Major League Baseball. Why would you let your pitcher take an at bat if you could put a 300 average hitter in that same batting lineup? We don't want to do that. We want to win by the rules of the game. Let's drill down now on some of the specifics. Now, I've seen a lot of polls in the last few days, Hogan, that Trump's leading in all of the swing states. The one that he's not leading in, he's tied. This is a difference in public polling from where they were at this time in the 2020 cycle. Biden was ahead only by a percent or two, but in most of those states. Those seven, eight, nine swing states, those are the ones that we know already in advance are going to come down to a late night total, you know, something's going to happen. Someone set off a fire alarm in an election counting processing plant somewhere, you know, wherever it is. What are we doing in those 7, 8, 9 states specifically? And what's kind of the report card from where we were in 2020?
Well, a lot. And I mentioned before, I work with Kim Blackwell, who was, former elected official there in Ohio. Great guy. Knows a lot about this, has been doing this for decades, goes all over the world helping countries fix their elections. So he knows a lot about it. He and I have been working in a lot of these states to pass those good laws. But I think one of the most important things I mentioned off the top, we always joke that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And so make sure people are there in the rooms watching this. They know what to look for, who to report to should something happen. And when that first level, someone kind of throws up their hands and says, I don't do that, whatever, we have a backup for them to go to as well. So it's a poll watcher and poll worker training sessions. We just had one with over 100 people in Wisconsin. Now, from the AFPI side, we can only do the poll watcher piece. Poll workers usually have to go through state parties. So if someone comes to us with an interest, we say, hey, whatever party you want to go to, we can't talk about that because we're a 501c3. And so we have to just say, here are the numbers to the two state parties, get involved there. But we have seen such a massive influx of people who want to be in those rooms and see what's happening. And also, it's not just, little old ladies or little old men. It's a lot of concerned citizens, my age.
All ages now.
And younger, and military people who say, no, I want to be in there, too, to watch what's going on. That, to me, is really encouraging, because it's that hand-to-hand combat, that local involvement that's going to fix it.
He's Hogan Gidley. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back from Times Square. Stay with us.
You know, know, you see a huge group of people and maybe they're in line to do something and they seem happy about it. You have to wonder, okay, what am I missing? What's going on here? What are these people excited about? Well, in this case, it's thousands of people and they're joining MediShare. Why? Well, MediShare is a much more affordable alternative to health insurance. It's reliable, too. It's a well-run community of Christians. They've been sharing each other's medical expenses for more than 30 years, so it's proven. And if you switch, you'll likely save hundreds of dollars a month. Most members wind up paying about half what they used to. And you know what? They find they like it better. MediShare's member satisfaction rate is 98%. That's way better than health insurance, as you might imagine. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. You get telehealth 24/7. Huge freedom in choosing your doctors. At least check into it. This may be one of those things where you're like, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Why not start saving now? Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It'll be our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State on Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The breakfast will include great breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, a live broadcast from Kevin Cottrell, myself, and Liz Black, plus worship led by the CCC worship leaders featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs, local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. It's a unique opportunity to come together as the church with ministry leaders to inspire each other and encourage. Don't miss this opportunity for you and your team. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information, reserve your tickets, please visit WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of the box stores or the shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they would prefer to just pass the savings directly on to you. And they're having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem/solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. And to get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack of towels set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer won't last long, so order right now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. That's MyPillow.com and use promo code WMCA.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at PragerTopia.com. This is only available to PragerTopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to PragerTopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome back from Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I'm very excited to have my next guest back because since the last time he visited with us here, he's got to ring the bell on NASDAQ, and some exciting things have been happening for his energy company, Prairie Operating Group. But he's also here to talk about something very important, something I've already teased, and that is, did you know that there have been several climate disasters that did not happen? And the reason they did not happen might surprise you. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. First, Edward Kovalik, welcome back to Kevin McCullough.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. It's great to be here with you today.
Great to see you and hear from you. And for people that are watching, I just want them to know that your backdrop there, this is the, if people have heard us talk about Prairie, this is the actual operating well. There we have behind you on the screen, pumping oil as we speak.
Yeah, as we like to tell people, we weren't very creative in naming the company Prairie Operating Company. We just literally operate on a prairie.
That's it. That's it. That works well. Well, this topic is kind of interesting to me because I think if you were to ask the average person on the street who's been inundated with everything that legacy media has thrown at them for the last, 30 years, they would tell you that there is no way that certain climate disasters could have even been avoided, much less happened the way the premise is that you're going to lay out. So what are we talking about here?
Well, the spirit of catastrophizing is popular today, but it actually began long ago. If you look back at a lot of the doom and gloom predictions going back to the 70s, or really 60s, about the 70s, you would have thought that by now we would have had mass starvation, overpopulation, premature death, melting ice caps, deforestation, acid rain, no water. And of course, as we know, none of those things have happened. And it's really because of the benefits of fossil fuels.
What?
And yeah, the benefits of fossil fuels. And so a lot of the folks that are catastrophizing today in this, I guess everything that was fashionable in the 70s is coming back. Maybe bell bottoms are next. But, the 70s, they also were focused on the U.S. population hitting a cap of 190 million people because of all these reasons. And they've ignored, in blaming fossil fuels for all of these potential disasters and catastrophes that didn't happen, they ignored all the benefits of fossil fuels. So for one, fossil fuels are adeptly able at neutralizing any climate danger. It's called air conditioning. We all have it. We enjoy it. We don't know what we do without it. Fossil fuels have also neutralized drought risk with irrigation. It's as simple as that. Look at Israel. Israel, wouldn't have existed without irrigation.
Yeah.
And fossil fuels have also neutralized the dangers of storms by using fossil fuels to build better buildings. And so today, far fewer people die as a result of Mother Nature than they did in the past, really because of the benefits of fossil fuels rather than the opposite being true.
Let's drill down on a couple of those examples, if you can, and with more specificity. I'm guaranteeing many of the people that are watching and listening right now, this is the first time they've heard someone have the audacity to say what you just said. But I know that there's lots of examples that you could give. What are some of the biggest ones that you can demonstrate?
As far as examples of catastrophizing in the past that proved never to happen? Well, we could do this for about 2 hours, and I still wouldn't get through the list, but here are some of my favorites. In 1952, the New York Times predicted that by 1975, we would be overpopulated as a country and be capped at 190 people, as I mentioned. One that a lot of people have heard is in 2013, they predicted that honeybees were dying. Well, in fact, by 2019, honeybee populations reached a 22-year high. In 98, they predicted that we would run out of oil, and it was the end of the era of cheap oil. And I know a lot of your listeners think oil is expensive today, but in fact, on a currency and inflation adjusted basis, you know, $85 oil is really like $65 oil. So it's really not that expensive. Another favorite of mine is in 1970, they predicted that 75 to 80% of all living species would be extinct within 10 years.
And this is based on the idea of global warming or global climate change? What's the, okay.
Fossil fuels have always kind of been the bad guy. They pointed to that and said, you know,
these are all the things they were predicting would happen because we had not given them up.
Correct. They predicted the melting of the ice, of the polar ice sheets as a result. Since then, we've watched them seasonally, you know, ebb and recede. And refreeze. So that didn't happen.
The 1952 prediction, 190 million people. I mean, that's about what, you know, the two presidential candidates got in the last presidential election combined. And, you know, we've got 330 million, I think, residential, and there's no sign of us using less fossil fuels.
Kevin, what's interesting is that when you look at all these catastrophes, and I've kind of become a collector of examples of these because they're fun to go back.
You could open a museum of them.
You could. None of them have actually happened. So not one or two or three, but none of them have actually happened. Some other great examples are, you know, they thought that the Maldives would be underwater by now. Well, the Maldives has announced four new airports and a boom in tourism since that prediction. So this just goes on and on and on. But at the heart of it, this war against fossil fuels and the really ignorance of all the benefits that fossil fuels have in terms of lending to the mastery of climate is really an anti-human movement. Because at the heart of it, it's focused on the fact that we need to depopulate the earth and pay homage to Mother Nature, whatever that means. And, you know, fewer people means less population, less stress on the planet in terms of, you know, growing food and agriculture and using water and having good climate. And so at the heart of it, this is an anti-human movement.
Well, when we're talking about this one little aspect of it alone, and by the way, friends, if you want to know more about these catastrophes that, you know, were predicted based on climate, based on fossil fuels that never happened, there's a new website set up called oilfacts.com, oilfacts.com. And you can just go there and you'll see a bunch of the stuff that we're mentioning today. But oilfacts.com is where you want to go and educate yourself, because I am not kidding. Eddie, my listeners and viewers know this. I have on every week finance people, military people, foreign policy people, every single expert from every single walk of life. Look at this current situation that we're in from an energy perspective, and they say the one thing that is killing America in our economy, in our ability to defend ourselves properly, in our ability to do what we need to do to help our allies around the world, and in many, many other ways, is the fact that we've declared war on the production of America's own energy. And they often couple that with, and by the way, and this is a big by the way, did you know we have more of it to give than we've ever had before? And if we used it, we could not only reduce the cost of our own energy domestically, but also put the bad guys out of business overseas. Russia and Iran and these others wouldn't be able to wage the wars that they are, because they wouldn't have big oil proceeds coming in because we're buying it from them. We're going to take a quick break. Ed Kovalik is my guest. He is the chairman and CEO of Prairie Operating Group. You want to know more about them, you can check them out on Facebook and online as well, Prairie Operating Group. But go to oilfacts.com for more detail on what we're discussing today. Oilfacts.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. When you think about getting up in the morning and wandering to your refrigerator, do you ever have any doubt that there's going to be something in there? I don't. I mean, I'm being candid. God's been really good. My kids, when they wake up, they know that there's going to be some breakfast cereal, some milk. And on Saturdays, Dad's going to make them eggs, sometimes to order, whatever they ask for. It's just what I do. I like to make the scrambled or the fried or whatever they want. I enjoy giving that to them. But I'm also mindful that there are children that woke up this morning that don't have a refrigerator, they don't have a home, and they don't have anything to eat. That's the kids that are being reached by Food for the Poor. And this next week, we are going to start feeding them food that will save their lives. I hope you'll join us. Call 855-907-4673 if you'd like to give now. This will be my
Hi, Kevin Cottrell, Coffee with Kevin. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It's our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State. Friday, May 24th at Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast with myself, Kevin McCullough, and Liz Black. Plus, worship led by the CCC Worshippers featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs. Local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together and inspire one another to press on. Pastors and ministry leaders, this event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. Please go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
What is going on?
Jesus said, in the last days, there's going to be profound deception that is going to be launched against this world, and people will be deceived.
That's Pastor Jack Hibbs from Real Life Radio warning about the rise of deception.
You have a level of deception placed upon the world that the world has never seen before.
You can download a chapter of his new book, Days of Deception, when you enter to win an iPad pre-filled with content from Pastor Jack, including the complete digital copy of Days of Deception. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword deception. There will be three first prize winners of an Apple iPad, also loaded with four exclusive behind the book videos to give you a deeper dive into how to live in the days of deception and more. Enter to win one of three grand prizes and receive a download chapter of Days of Deception.
Click on the banner at WMCA.com and listen to Real Life Radio weekday afternoons at 4. What's right, what's left, weeknights at 10.
The Bible teaches hate the sin but love the sinner. No, hate what God hates and love what God loves. Sin is missing the mark. Sin is the transgression of God's laws and ordinances. Judge not lest ye be judged. It says, but when you judge, judge with righteous judgment. The whole world is judging us continuously, but their judgment means nothing because only God's judgment is what stands.
What's right, what's left, weeknights at 10 on WMCA.
The world needs people willing to speak up for what's good. Difference makers willing to shine truth in dark places. The world needs salt and light. If not you, who? If not now, when? Commit to learning from respected teachers of the Christian faith. Be influenced in all the right ways and learn to stand strong in your faith. Prepare to be salt and light. Listen to The Mission, because the world needs you. AM 570, The Mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back from Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Ed Kovalik is my special guest. He's the CEO and chairman of Prairie Operating Group. They are publicly traded, and you can become part of their company right now. It is a fantastic group of people. I've been very fortunate and humbled to get to know some of their people behind the scenes. And I'll tell you that we're dealing with some really, really great folks here. Ed, you were talking about the anti-human aspect of the basically Green New Deal-ers that are out there. And we all know who we're talking about. The people that are pushing electric vehicles, the people that are pushing to get rid of, to set your thermostat at a certain amount and lower the tire pressure in the air pressure in your tires to a certain amount, that think that they have all of the opportunity to tell you what to do while totally not abiding by many of those policies themselves. There's more to this. The third world is made notably poorer when the first world doesn't use fossil fuels. This is what's been told to me. And they're even starting to notice. Give us some examples.
Well, you know, most of the planet is still extremely, you know, energy poor. All the things that we take for granted, like air conditioning and refrigeration, you know, half the planet doesn't really enjoy today. And so, you know, this whole notion of an energy transition is laughable because all we really see in the data is energy addition. There's just a greater demand for energy year after year. And so, you know, the amount of energy typically used by someone in the third world for the, you know, per capita is less than your refrigerator, just to give you an example.
Wow.
So it's ridiculous to think that we're going to convince them to not come out of energy poverty when that's available to them, just because, you know, we've chided them that they're damaging the environment, which we know they're not. You know, they're going to utilize the highest density, least expensive path towards coming out of energy poverty. And energy poverty means, I mean, they're literally burning animal manure in their homes to cook over. That's how energy poor, you know, 40% of the world is. And so, you know, we built our economy into what it is today on the back of fossil fuels, and they're going to do the same, and we're not going to stop them.
Well, and the idea that in some way, if we keep them operating in the world that they're in now, as opposed to giving them natural gas or oil or something else that comes from the ground, that their life expectancy wouldn't be expanded tremendously is ridiculous. I mean, I've been to some of these. I've been to Ghana, I've been to Haiti, I've been to some of the poorest places on planet Earth. And, you know, the cancers and the lung disease and everything else that that type of use of energy causes is off the charts. And what we're talking about here is, again, being anti-human to say that the world has to convert to, you know, electric batteries for everything. First of all, I'm not sure that that's even possible. But the idea that there's no bridge to the people that you just identified, that's as inhumane as it gets.
Well, it is. We're basically telling them that they ought to just die young and not have families and kids, because to do otherwise would be, you know, bad for climate change, increasing global temperatures by, you know, a degree. And it's really a disingenuous ask on the part of, you know, the Western world, because, you know, looking back at human history and really beyond human history, the history of this planet, there have been many times when temperatures have far exceeded what they are today. CO2 levels have far exceeded what they do today. And in those times, you know what happened? Human species of all sorts of, you know, fauna and animals was greatly broader than it is today. So those are times of flourishing. And so, you know, to say the opposite is really anti-science as well, to claim that the impact of fossil fuels is actually detrimentary to, you know, human flourishing is truly anti-science and anti-human. So, you know, we can speculate why Western powers are pushing this, but the risks to us living in the West are more immediate, because these governments are bankrupting us in the process of trying to pursue these policies that really have no benefit to society.
Yeah.
You know, renewables, as they're claimed or named, are extremely low energy dense. At the end of the day, it's like trying to feed an entire planet with lettuce. You're going to need a lot of lettuce. You're going to run out of surface area in which to grow that lettuce. And that's kind of the equivalent of solar and wind power. And so, you know, the knock-on effects of even trying that are disastrous to our economies and to our environments, just in terms of having to mine all the minerals that are going to be required to, you know, build batteries sufficient to hold all this energy from these low density energy sources like solar and wind.
Again, the website is called oilfacts.com, oilfacts.com. And then come on back, because Ed's going to be joining me on a regular basis over the next few weeks. We're going to break down a number of very interesting side narratives that you haven't heard about energy. And as the nation prepares for an election, as we're preparing for maybe a new administration coming in, what should we be asking for by way of people in terms of energy expectation going forward? And we're super happy that Ed Kovalik has agreed to be with us on a regular basis going forward. Ed, great to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Great to see you, Kevin. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming back from Times Square. Right after this.
This is Carol Platt-Liebau for townhall.com. Since 2015, the consulting firm McKinsey & Company has produced studies that have been widely used to justify imposing DEI measures. The studies claimed that racial and ethnic diversity improved corporate performance in America's publicly traded companies. But according to a new study in the Econ Journal Watch, the McKinsey studies can't be replicated. The journal points out errors in the McKinsey results and states they're not reliable. The analysis finds no relationship between DEI and increased corporate profitability. The result is consistent with common sense. Why would choosing employees based on race, ethnicity, or sex make a company more profitable? Workers with varied perspectives and backgrounds can be helpful, but it's wrong to assume that immutable characteristics dictate how or what anyone thinks. McKinsey's studies were propaganda masquerading as empirical research. Hiring on character and merit, after all, is the American way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It'll be our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State on Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The breakfast will include great breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, a live broadcast from Kevin Cottrell, myself, and Liz Black, plus worship led by the CCC worship leaders featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs, local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. It's a unique opportunity to come together as the church with ministry leaders to inspire each other and encourage. Don't miss this opportunity for you and your team. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information, reserve your tickets, please visit WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hello, this is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me and my friends from Salem Media Group on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. We'll enjoy the beautiful fall scenery along the coastline as we make our way from Boston up through the Gulf of St. Lawrence and over to Quebec City. Our voyage will include stops in Rockland, Maine, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. We'll be visiting charming villages, touring historic lighthouses, dining on fresh seafood, and along the way we'll have the opportunity to enjoy a wonderful time of Christian fellowship as we learn from God's Word together. That's the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise, September 2024. Learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or by calling 855-565-5519. I hope you'll come along.
The WMCA April Ministry of the Month is Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll.
We like being in charge. We like having the keys. We like owning.
Listen Monday through Friday morning at 8.
But when it comes to spiritual things and spiritual development and the development of our lives personally, that's God's charge. He's the authority there.
Listen weekday mornings at 7 to win a gift from the ministry. Insight for Living, the April Ministry of the Month on WMCA.
We are proud, to serve our country, to serve our local communities, to wear the uniform, to be a soldier, to serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready, we're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us on the Monday edition of Kevin McCullough Radio, thatkevinshow.com for all info. It's because it's Monday, we turn to the world of your money and chat with Hillary Kramer, who is always looking out for you, trying to help you get ahead, maybe protect it a little bit better. And Hillary, there's a very special conference that just took place, and there's some things we learned about some stocks out of that conference. Why don't you explain?
There
was a young man, Iris Sohn, S-O-H-N, and he died very young in his 20s of cancer. And his friends went on to become very wealthy money managers, hedge fund managers, investment bankers, and they have never forgotten Ira. And they do a fundraiser every single year that sold out, where the top investment managers, the top hedge fund guys who never talk, never tell anyone anything, come out of the woodwork and they make a presentation and they give their best idea. So we thought that we would tell you what these best ideas are.
Sounds like a great idea.
Because, well, it's an automatic moneymaker because, of course, as soon as you hear it, you know, there's people that are, there's press that buy tickets and then they have it immediately and they're buying. So they beat them to the punch. Okay. So let's talk about this Iris Sohn conference. So the first person who spoke was Vijay Shlipinkandula. He's from Dilation Capital. He was the Sohn Idea Contest winner with his best stock idea. So he's been doing very, very well. His stock he still sees as the best stock to buy, and that's ASML. The ASML is a Dutch semiconductor company, and it's called the Research and Development Powerhouse. Now, if you want to buy it, you can put in ASML, and you will see that it's up 1%, $991. The market cap, it's a big company, $396 billion. The dividend yield isn't even 1%, but it doesn't need to be. This company is completely profitable. EBITDA, revenue, gross profit margin on every level you want to own. Vijay Shlipkandula's ASML. He feels that it's the best way to buy high bandwidth memory and generative AI technology chips. ASML, it's already up 29.5% this year, but the company continues to beat its revenue and its forecast. Now, let's go to one that comes from Jess Cohen at Elliott Investment Management. Elliott's brilliant. Now, Elliott does own 10% of the shares of Etsy, which they said is their number one cash generative, profitable, high flying idea that's going to make lots of money. The company's lost 19.6% year to date. They have had a lot of struggles. They did very well during the pandemic. We all know this internet e-commerce giant that unfortunately some people aren't using anymore because it's no longer just artisans working from their basement. It used to be 94% women owned. It's a lot of Chinese that are selling through Etsy as if they're designing it themselves and doing it themselves. But Etsy is still pretty amazing. And the personalization that they provide is kind of incredible on a personal level. Everyone, you know, should realize if you want to get a necklace with someone's name on it, you can do that. You can even get a gravestone and design it with someone, and the quality control is there. If you want to get for a bride and groom a beautiful towel set or a his and her with their names, Etsy is the way to go. And in general, you are providing money to those that are artisans and small, tiny businesses owned by one person. The company's gone through a lot. Everyone knows I loved it. It's no longer $250. It's now $65. So there's some upside there. Don't worry about those macroeconomic struggles. I think it's going to do very well. Let's look at KAO Corporation. That came from Seth Fisher in Oasis Management. He believes that KAO is the most underappreciated buying opportunity in all of Japan. It's a global chemicals company. It's a company behind a lot of cosmetic brands, including some you've heard of, like Curel and Biore, B-I-O-R-E.
Yeah.
And many people haven't realized its full potential. So there's a lot of technology here, and Fisher called it a sleeping beauty. Now, KAO, the ticker symbol that you can put in here is you can put in K-A-O-O-Y. If you want to buy it here in the U.S., that's a good way to buy it. You do have a 2.5% dividend yield. Let's move on to one of my favorite investors of all time, David Einhorn. He recommends Solvay. Okay, so why does he like Solvay so much? It's simple. Let me just see how I'm going to give you Solvay, because there's different ways to give it, because it's also not a U.S.-based company. It's, again, a European chemicals company. There's a theme here. Have you noticed? Now, the dividend year yield I'm seeing is 8% for Solvay. Now, it could just be how I'm looking at it, so no one take that, you know, as gospel. But if you look at Solvay at $27, it's been well over $125. You are talking about a company in the last year, it's down 73%. And it's a Belgian-based international chemical and materials company. And advanced materials, they give high performance for a lot of the mobility solutions and energy efficiency and their performance chemicals. And again, the baby's been thrown out with the bathwater. So everyone should be taking a look at that one. Now let's look at Natera. Okay. Natera is Michael Buckley, the Duquesne family office. Natera is a $95 company. It's medical diagnostics. So a ticker symbol for Natera. Let's give you that nice ticker symbol for Natera. Where do you got that ticker symbol? Where is it? N-A-T-R-A. N-T-R-A. So it's N-T-R-A, and you can see the stock has come off. It's been very volatile. But it's huge, huge upside. It's in on the oncology business. And this year alone, the shares are up 47%. And they can detect cancer early in patients with a CAT scan. And this is going to drive a lot of revenue forward. And they're very strong in the women's health business. And there's a lot of incredible growth opportunity there.
Well, so, on that note, Hillary, we have run out of time. But let me just review ASML, ETSY, KAO, Solvay, and Natera are the picks from the SOAN conference that Hillary has re-highlighted today. Thank you so much, as always, Lady Kramer.
Let's see how these do. Have a blessed week, and we'll speak next Monday on this beautiful spring day.
That's it. It's Kevin McCullough from New York. Stay here.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Congressman Dan Goldman.
Why would any of us just allow someone to go in the store, buy a gun, no training, no background check, no investigation? We have police officers who have to go through the training, the background investigations, and psychological.
This argument you hear from the right, that they're trying to take away your guns without due process to determine whether or not you actually have a mental illness sufficient to refuse you to be able to get a gun, is false. Red flag laws are designed to create a process, a due process, to assess whether someone has the proper mental health to be able to be qualified to own a gun. But you can take away the gun temporarily first and then go through the process. You don't have to go through the process and then take away the gun.
Stay informed. Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM WNCA.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking it for a while now. I feel better. I live on the Balance of Nature. I plan on taking it forever.
I've been a very happy customer. I like the product, and I'm telling a lot of people about it.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off plus $10 off any additional sets as a preferred customer by using discount code Balance.
Want more AM 570 The Mission? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at AM570TheMission.com or download our AM 570 The Mission app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 570 The Mission.
What
you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, final few minutes of the Monday show. So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, Kevin McCullough Radio, thatkevinshow.com for all things that you're looking for by way of podcasts and articles and so forth. So glad to have you with us. You remember when the special prosecutor's report on classified documents for Joe Biden came out just a few weeks ago? Mr. Robert Hur became well known to people that did not know previously who he was. He was the special counsel that was appointed to look into whether or not Joe Biden had wrongfully kept classified documents that he was not supposed to keep. And this was, of course, by comparison to the investigation into Donald Trump and his handling of classified documents. Now, there was a big difference in that any classified documents Joe Biden would have had at the time were not from his time as president. So he would not have had the right to retain any confidential documents. Donald Trump's situation, all the documents that he had were from his time as president. That's the only office he's ever served in. And the act by the Presidential Records Act allows him to declassify and keep information as he deems fit as the president. But since one was being looked into and investigated and being tried, there was a special counsel appointed for the other. And then the report from Mr. Hur came out, and Mr. Hur basically said, look, Joe Biden committed much more flagrant abuse of keeping of confidential documents, but he's an elderly man with a poor memory, and why would we basically want to prosecute him? Which was met with stark refutal from the administration themselves. They got mad that he said that. I guess they would have rather let the president be tried for mishandling documents, but Mr. Hur was being polite. Anyway, as part of that, the Justice Department had agreed before Congress. Congress had asked the Justice Department, will you please turn over the interviews in question with Robert Hur? The interview of your investigation into his handling of the documents, we would like to hear these for ourselves. And previously, the Justice Department has agreed to do that. Until today, the Justice Department is now saying that they will not produce the subpoenaed audio recordings of Special Counsel Hur's interview with President Biden to the House Republicans, putting Attorney General Merrick Garland at risk of being held in contempt of Congress. That's what they could do. They could say to the AG, sorry, you're not complying. You're out of order. We're going to haul you up for impeachment, contempt of Congress, a number of things. Anyway, the House Oversight Committee Chairman, Mr. Comer from Kentucky, and House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio have threatened to hold Garland in contempt of Congress over the Justice Department's failure to produce the records. And last month, they set Monday, April 8th as the deadline for the AG to comply. The Justice Department did not meet the deadline and notified lawmakers that it would not be turning over the audio file. So even though they came out and they said, no, it's unfair, you just don't understand the context, really, that's not what Mr. Hur drew as his conclusion, you're not allowed to prove that because the tapes really show otherwise. Now they're refusing to let the tapes be heard. So what does that tell? Well, if one of my kids protests, oh, no, I didn't do it, but don't look at the evidence, I don't want you to see whether or not I really did, I would probably assume that my kid had done whatever it was he was saying he hadn't done. That's just the way it works. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.